Hello.
Yeah, hi Jan, this is Peter here.
Yeah.
Yes, where are you at the moment? You are at home?
Yeah, I was on a work call. I'm sorry, I couldn't do anything about it.
Okay, where do you have to go to work?
I have to leave here at 2:45.
Okay, that's not a problem. Can you just do one thing? Can you just open up the AnyDesk now?
I went back and read the message. It said could not connect to the AnyDesk network, and then it had in brackets AnyNet underscore unknown.
Okay. Can you just check it now? Check that is it working?
Yeah, I can do that. No, the message is still coming up.
It says could not connect it.
Could not connect to any desk network, and then it's got in brackets any net underscore unknown.
Okay, and is your internet is working properly?
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay.
I don't
now
know.
You do one thing. You just uninstall the app that is AnyDesk and try to reinstall it and check that is it working or not. Okay?
Hang on.
Yeah.
I need to. Yeah. So, all right. So,
how
do I install it?
Okay. Now... Yeah, you just keep press on it, just keep touching on it for 2 or 3 seconds, then you're able to see a minus sign.
Yep.
Now tap on that minus sign, you're able to see an option, remove app or delete app.
Yep. Delete, yes. It's gone.
Okay, now go to the App Store.
Peter, I hate this. I hate it with a passion.
Sorry about
I do it. Hate it. I really do. I just don't do this really well at all. Okay, so interesting, what's all this crap? How do you clear the screen? It's got all this stuff on it. So I'm searching for it, don't I? Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
And search for
anything came up? Any desk remote desktop software?
Any desk remote desktop.
Yes. Give a touch on that, and just beside to that, you're able to see a cloud sign with a arrow pointing downwards. Give a click on that.
Okay.
Is it downloading?
Yeah, I've got any desk remote desktop. Now, how do I get it to download?
Okay, and just beside to that, you're able to see a cloud with an arrow pointing down.
Yes, that's
downward.
Right, yep. An arrow.
Touch
yep.
on that.
Right. I touched on it, but it's open it?
Yeah, give a click on open.
Any desk would like to... send you notifications unless any of us would like to sign
Hello.
And connect. Don't allow.
Yeah, give
allow.
A click on it. Yeah, allow.
Allow.
Yeah.
Okay. Would like to send notifications. Allow.
Yes.
It's just enter. Remote address.
Well, and just above that, can you see your address?
No. Oh, your address is 273-029568.
Hold on, it's 273.
Yeah, 029.
Uh-huh.
568.
Okay. Now check your screen, you're able to see your option. I'm aware of the risk.
Yep. Yep.
Follow the procedure.
Yep. I am aware of the risk, yes, and then I'm trying to press on the other one and it doesn't.
Yeah, I'm aware of the risk, then give a click on accept for 2 times.
Oh, yeah, it's come up, yeah. And it took a while to come up, and then start broadcast.
Yes, right, start broadcast. Okay, now swipe up your screen from bottom to top, from the left hand side.
It's come up with my address or the number.
Swipe up your screen from bottom to top, from the left hand side.
Well, that's what I did. Let's come back to.
Okay.
It came up with the same message, could not connect.
Okay, now. Now, what do you see now?
I just see your address and the number, and then okay. When I swiped it up, the message came up, could not connect to any desk.
Okay, swipe up your screen from the left hand side, from the left.
Yeah.
Yeah, now open up the HSBCAU.
HSBAU. Yep.
Now I'm providing you the numbers. It should be W is in caps, W.
Yep.
Then all in lowercase EL.
Yep.
Then 9038.
908. Hang on.
9038.
9038. Is that right?
Yeah, then 21.
Continue.
903821. Have you done that? 21?
Yeah. 9321. Yeah, I've done it.
Erase this, erase that, and do it from the beginning.
Sorry, what was that?
Erase that, whatever you've written down, and do it from the beginning.
It's gone to dots. I can't read it.
Yeah, so you just erase it and do it from the beginning.
Oh, okay. I'm not, there's a bad line. I can hardly understand
you at times. Okay, capital W.
Yeah, and a small E-L.
Yeah, E-L, then...
And then...
90.
Yep.
38. Yeah. 21.
Yep. Right. Okay, continue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give a click on the right hand side top. Give a click on skip.
Yep, in the face.
Okay, now you see that the money is available on your accounts now?
Yep.
Right, now you do one thing, click on the profile on the right hand side top.
Yep.
Now give a click on log off. Give a click on log off. Yes, right.
Yep. Gone back to the.
Yeah, now you just come back to the home screen.
home screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now what I'll do, Anne, the money is available on your accounts now. Now what I'll do, I'll tell my office, I'll tell my team to issue the check for you. Okay. So once you receive that check, I will gonna give you a call back within half an hour or within an hour. All right.
How's that coming through on email? Is it?
Yes, right. It will gonna come on the email, and it will gonna issue at the date of 7th of January.
7th of January.
Yes. Because it will take some time, so I just take at least 1 week of time, and we will gonna issue the check in the date of 7th of January. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. So what I'll do, I'll issue the check in the name of your name. So while I will gonna send you the check, and then I'll call you back and I'll let you know that what we need to do next. Okay?
Okay. Right, yeah.
All right. Yep. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Can I just check with you that number again? So it was capital WEL9038. Is that right?
Yes.
9321.
Not that one. 903821. But make sure one thing, that until or unless I will gonna get connected to the server, don't log in into your bank.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay.
I'm not going to do anything. But I just wanted to get from my reference. That was all.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'll get back to you within 1 hour.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.